Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, great to talk to you again.
Well, a lot of people talk about entitlement programs and how they continually grow, especially at the state government level. And it's starting to put a lot of financial stress on state government because we're constantly increasing programs. And some of them are very good programs for very good purposes, but it creates a real strain on the government structure. What's your view on this?
Mike, I've spent an entire lifetime working in the behavioral health field as a volunteer. And about 5 years ago, I walked across the United States to raise awareness of kids with emotional behavioral problems and intellectual disabilities. So it's a field for which I have a passion. I frequently tell people that a lot of societal problems could be resolved successfully if we had a more robust and well-defined program with behavioral health. Here's the problem that's occurred, and it bothers me frequently that governmental programs at the federal, state, and local level, as well as the users of services, don't always examine the best approach to helping people who have a child with an emotional or behavioral problem or developmental disability. So let me give you an example. We needed, and the nation passed the things with the Affordable Care Act, but an unintended consequence of that was there was a reduction in Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates. Let me translate that. Behavioral health issues are typically paid for with Medicare and Medicaid dollars. So all of a sudden now, the one program that was done to help one group now negatively and adversely affected the behavioral health side of it. The second issue that's created a problem is that we have the Federal IDEA Act, which is the Intellectual Disabilities Act, and that requires that school districts and others provide certain types of educational opportunities for children with disabilities, which is a very laudable objective. When the bill was passed, the federal government was supposed to provide 40% of the funding. And typically, since the program came into place in inception years ago, that number has averaged about 13 to 14% in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which means it falls on the school district. I'm actually seeing a significant number of school districts raising their property taxes to cover the cost. And what that does is inadvertently put neighbor against neighbor and behavioral health against behavioral health. Another issue that I'm extraordinarily concerned about is we have had an approach or a perspective in society that we need to do more community-based therapy, and I'm one who supports that. But there's an untold story that I want people to be aware of because of the broken system, is there's a real fine line behind a behavioral health issue and a Department of Juvenile Services issue. So as an example, in some of the school districts, you'll see anywhere from 3 to 5% of the children wearing ankle bracelets. So I was talking to a group of behavioral therapists this week, and one of the comments that came up, and said, well, we're not in favor of doing residential care programs. I said, I understand that, but the state has a pretty significant one. And they said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, juvenile detention. And they said, so we put them in prison. And I said, there's actually people in some other states. This happened in the state of Maryland, where some person actually made the horrific decision to say it was cheaper to incarcerate someone than it was to put them in a behavioral health program, either community-based or residential care. So what I'm pledging to do, and I'm working with my dear friend Representative Seth Grove and Brian Cutler, to come up with a common-sense approach to working with groups in the behavioral health arena to come up with solutions that make sense before this system collapses. In my mind, part of the system has collapsed, and it's part of my overall concern that I've been saying when I ran for office a couple years ago, that we have 2 to 4 years to start solving some of these problems before which they won't be solved. I think we have time to solve it, but I'm just telling you, we absolutely must solve this problem. It's compassionate for the children. It's so critically important for the families. It's important for the property owner. It's important for the school districts, and it's important for our Commonwealth and our nation to get this resolved. I'm working very closely with our federal legislators as well to bring to a successful solution to it, and I'll keep you posted in the weeks and months ahead.
We look forward to hearing from you on that. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.